Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. I'm joined here by Bo Wolf, and we're going to preview Thursday night's big preseason showdown between the Eagles and the Steelers, the all-important dress rehearsal before the regular season. It's also the first chance for fans to experience the newly revitalized Lincoln Financial Field in-game action. But first, we have to recap a couple busy days here at the NovaCare Complex. In the first roster move since June, the Eagles released linebacker Jason Phillips on Tuesday, and then Tuesday night, they traded for Kenyon Barner, the running back who used to play for Chip Kelly at Oregon. He was with the Carolina Panthers, a six-round pick last year, played in eight games as a rookie. Bo, how do you think that Barner fits into the running back picture here?
Well, this acquisition of Barner makes all the sense in the world when you consider that Chip Kelly values so much guys who know this system. Remember the trade last year for Jeff Mail. So Kenyon Barner, who was so explosive and so efficient under Chip Kelly at Oregon, makes sense to bring him in here, especially when you consider the ravaged nature of the running back position here over the last couple weeks. Remember, Demaryius Johnson was the running back in the fourth quarter against the Patriots. They had three guys who were all down and banged up. One of them we'll talk about in a little bit. But I think that Kenyon Barner's got a good chance to make an impact here as a running back, as a receiver out of the backfield, and also as a kick returner. Remember, Josh Huff is also banged up. So Kenyon Barner brings some versatility, some explosiveness, and some familiarity to Chip Kelly's offense. And I think it's a good acquisition, and it's also very low cost, only a conditional seventh-round pick if Kenyon Barner is active for four games in the regular season. It's a seventh-round pick, and if that happens, it's worth it.
And that's not the only roster move made at the running back position. Just a short time ago, the Eagles made another trade with the Indianapolis Colts, sending rookie free agent David Flewellen to the Colts in exchange for, get this, a kicker, Cody Parkey from Auburn, who all of a sudden now enters the mix with Alex Henry to be the team's starting kicker.
And this move once again makes perfect sense when you consider that Chip Kelly has placed an emphasis on special teams all offseason, signing guys like Chris Maragos and Brian Brayman. He's talked about how the spots at the bottom of the roster are going to come down to special teams contributions. So why not bring in another kicker to compete with Alex Henry after, I guess, a disappointing performance from Kerry Spear in the preseason, which Chip Kelly has talked about. And in Cody Parkey, the Eagles get a young kid with a very strong leg. He led the NCAA in touchbacks last season. As you mentioned, he was 2-for-2 in the preseason with the Colts, competing with Adam Vinatieri. Hit a 45-yarder and another one from beyond 30. So once again, you bring in competition. I think this trade helps both teams, and Cody Parkey has a chance now to push Alex Henry.
So what we're going to do now is look at three different aspects on each side of the ball, offense and defense, and tell you what we're going to look for. And Bo, you're going to start us off with the offense.
Sounds good to me. The first thing I want to look for is Riley Cooper. It seems like this is going to be the first chance he gets to play in the preseason. Obviously, he worked well with Nick Foles last season, but how is that timing with those two guys working in terms of getting it back without DeSean Jackson, with Jeremy Maclin there, who we also want to see hopefully play on Thursday night? I want to see how Nick Foles works with this offense. The second thing is Jordan Matthews. I think we're going to see the rookie get to play an extended period of time with the first team offense. Can he be as productive as he was last week against the New England Patriots when he went over 100 yards? Of course, I want to see Foles as well. But beyond that, the other guy I'm looking for, as you mentioned, because we're going to get to see these starters for most of the game we expect, is Allen Barbee at right tackle. He's had his ups and downs this preseason. He's done a good job communicating with Todd Harrimans, and the offensive line looks pretty solid as a whole, but he was beaten a few times in pass protection last week against the Patriots. A good test against a feisty Steelers defense. I want to see Allen Barbee play very well.
Offensive line coach Jeff Stoutland said that Allen Barbee has made the biggest improvement in the last week, and he explained how difficult it is that someone who has played predominantly on the left side throughout his career that make that transition to right tackle. Been very, very pleased with the progress made of late. So now we're going to go to the defense, and first and foremost, third downs. Can the defense get off the field in these third and long situations, whether it's penalties, lack of pass rush, whatever it is? Too often against the Bears and against the Patriots, we've seen the teams extend drives against the defense. Even though the defense is doing very good on first and second down to set up these third and longs, they're just not able to get off the field. And one of the biggest storylines in the entire league has been the penalties. This increased emphasis of contact beyond the 5-yard line, 5 yards off the line of scrimmage. How much is that going to continue to be enforced is something that the coaches are stressing to the players each and every day. The cornerbacks, and hopefully we'll get to see Nolan Carroll II in action, making his preseason debut for the Eagles. How much are they able to get away from that? Are they able to play more disciplined and to be able to help their chances at getting off the field? And last but not least, I want to see the rookie, Marcus Smith II, who had 73 snaps on defense, 8 additional snaps on special teams in the game against New England. He admitted he got frustrated. He's still a work in progress. He's still going through a learning curve. The Eagles have employed Trey Thomas to help him with that aspect of the game, the pass rush element. Trent Cole was telling me that most guys come into the league and think that they have the athleticism to blow by guys, but it's all about technique, physicality, and technique. So it's very, very important to see him continue to develop and to continue to progress. So those are the three things that I'm looking for. And now we're going to hear from someone that you had a chance to talk to in this week's one-on-one interview presented by Gatorade, a linebacker who I think is pretty much firmly placed here on the 53-man roster, but still someone who has open eyes throughout the course of training camp.
That's right. Najee Good has been sort of that third inside linebacker. He got a chance to have some extended playing time with the first team offense last week against the New England Patriots. I talked to him on the other side. You'll hear that. The Gatorade one-on-one, and we also talk about how this defense prepares for the way the refs are calling these penalties.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Welcome into the Gatorade one-on-one presented by Gatorade. We're with Eagles linebacker Najee Good. And Najee, you know, Chip Kelly has talked about for you and a few other guys like you who joined the Eagles during the season last year, how much a difference it makes for you to have the full offseason to train with the team, to learn all the basics of the offense or defense for you. How has it been for you in training camp? How far have you come since last season?
It's been a huge help. Just the fact that I've been able to spend time in OTAs and, you know, offseason workouts to, you know, familiarize myself with the guys that we got here. Last year was kind of like being thrown in the mix and, you know, sink or swim. And this year has been more so developing what the guys got around me, knowing their strengths and weaknesses and knowing what we got to work on to make each other better. And it's been going pretty good.
You worked a little bit with the first team last week against the Patriots, rotating with D'Amico and a couple of guys. How did that go for you?
I felt pretty good. Felt pretty good to play the mic position, to, you know, get out there and be with my teammates like Malcolm Jenkins, you know, some of the older DBs, and Kent Mike, you know, played with Mike before, and just to play with those guys and really, you know, let them know that I'm here to do the same thing he's doing as far as setting the tempo, calling out the signals and calling the plays.
So how did that go for you, calling the plays? Was that an added responsibility? Did you do that in the game you started last year?
Not so really last year. Last year, right, was kind of reading, right, reacting, get to the ball. But this year, you know, it's been doing it in practice, you know, and had the opportunity to do it against New England. And it was pretty fluent, pretty smooth, you know, just work on individual things as far as technique-wise. But, you know, those things will come with more practice and, you know, more film and getting prepared for each opponent. But overall, you know, it was pretty good. The guys that I were in with, you know, we didn't have any confusion. We didn't have any slightest steps. So.
Was that the first time you've called the plays on defense since college, I assume?
Yeah, really, you know, just having the call come down from the coaches, you know, really just the main focus as far as actually making the signals and what we got to do. Yeah, it's been a while, so yeah.
So how did that go for you? How did it feel?
I felt pretty good. It felt pretty good just to be out there, you know, playing against the, you know, the greats, like especially guys against like Tom Brady mm-hmm. and you know, all those guys like that. You know, it's kind of like you got to rise to the level of your occasion, you know. And it was just a great opportunity to do that, and you know, show the coaches that I'm able to do that, and press upon the, you know, the topic more as we get into the season and practice and more practice, you know, to make them feel comfortable that I'm able to do that.
The big story coming out of that game was all the penalties and the way they're calling things on defense.
Yeah. Yeah,
how
definitely.
Much have you guys talked about that as a group, and what can you do differently, I guess, to keep the flags in their pockets?
You know, the one main thing we notice as a defense is, you know, the refs, you know, no matter what the situation is, you know, if it looks like it, then, you know, they're going to call it. And as a defense, the great thing that we got as a defensive unit is that we understand that, and older guys like D'Amico and Malcolm Jenkins and those guys, they talk to us and they tell us, you know, so we can tell other guys that, you know, the game, the football is going to be football, and calls are going to be what they are. So we got to adjust our game, and like they lowered the, you know, they changed the rule as far as the hitting and the strike zone. And, you know, we was able to change that last year. And this year, you know, they're going to change the rule as far as, you know, grabbing and holding and like various things as far as, you know, illegal touching and stuff like that. So that's just something that we got to adapt to as a unit, you know, move our feet better, you know, run a little bit better. And we work on it every day with practice, especially against Coach Kelly with the things that he does.
Right. All right. Now is you good for the Gatorade one-on-one? Let's give us a second here.
Oh, and open it up.
Oh, that's good.
Good Gatorade.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will.
You are here. Whatever USA, a real town being built by Bud Light, is somewhere in this area here. Why the secrecy? Because if we divulge the exact whereabouts before its completion, this amazing town would be overrun by a wave of humanity demanding to do this, whole lot of this, and tons of this for 3 straight days. We can't have that yet. Do you have the whatever it takes to invite a friend and join in? Then go to upforwhatever.com, make your case, and we'll make the town. Okay? Final order.
Bud Light is creating a town this summer, and you could go. Find out more at upforwhatever.com.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified, authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Eagles fans, enter to win 2014 season tickets courtesy of Comcast Sportsnet. Visit philadelphiaeagles.com/CSNPhilly each and every week for your chance to get lower level seats to every home game this season.
Welcome back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. And yesterday, Chris, we had a chance to talk to all the assistant coaches on this Eagles team. Got some good nuggets, but you talked to a few of them. And tell me some of the stuff you heard.
Well, I don't want to give everything away here, Bo. So what we're going to do now is send it to the best of the highlights from our chance to talk to some of the position coaches, the guys who get to work with the players on a day-in and day-out basis. It's a great opportunity to learn some different things about the individual players on this Eagles roster. Let's find out some of the players that they highlight.
Riley hadn't played it like Riley played, and all of a sudden Macklin's down, and you're saying, okay, Riley's got to be up and ready, and he goes out and has a big year. So that has nothing really to do with me.
Lane has been great. Lane has accepted all. I mean, and he's the first one that I'll tell you his situation. He doesn't point fingers. And he knows, when I sat down to explain all this to him, he was like, total, I understand, coach. You got to realize Al was always a left side player. He played in a left-handed stance. And for somebody out there in the world, they might be like, what's the big deal? Just go play. Well, if you've been in a left-handed stance your whole life, it's not as easy as you think.
and I was thoroughly impressed. Body language, you know, never a hint in terms of what he was going to do and how he was going to do it. Everything was off the ball, full speed ahead, and then do what you need to do athletically as you go. Those three guys come on the field, you don't know what we're thinking. You can't predict it. You know, if he's on the field, they're going to run this play. If he's on the field, they're going to run this play. When those three guys are playing now, the way we've structured the offense, it's hard to ascertain what we're going to do. So you have to get in, and because you ask about tempo, you have to get in a defense that you know can cover most of what can happen to you. You don't have a lot of checks to make. You don't have a lot of lineup assignments to get into. And it makes you become a little bit more basic. And that helps us.
Malcolm is a professional, and he's a veteran, and he's played at a very high level. And he's coming here. We took him off film because we really liked what he had shown on film, his skill set. We felt he'd fit in here very well with what we do. But, you know, the thing you really don't know is you don't know what kind of a personality he is. You know, you call people and you talk to them and things like that. But he's come in here and he's just really, he's got unbelievable leadership personality and skills. And he just can communicate with all the guys on the team and all the guys in the room. And he's just been terrific.
That's where packaging comes into play. Not all players have the same skill set. As you grow, you pick like, you know, our two gappers are our tall, long guys. Not everybody is tall and long. That's okay. Vinny has a great pass rush skill set and getting better at two gapping. I've had this talk with Vinny many times about your body isn't built for two gapping, but boy, are you getting better at it. You continue to grow at it. What you do best is fire those gaps. And we've got packages that allow him to fire those gaps. And it's just about putting him in at the right time. And if we get in a pinch, he's got to be able to two-gap. Just like if we get in a pinch and we don't have a Vinny available, a two-gapper has to rush the passer. So not everybody's built the same, and that's part of coaching is putting these guys in positions to win. And I think sometimes from the outside looking in, you think, well, I wish he was in every play. But just do that every play. Well, every play isn't a drop-back pass. Every play isn't an inside-the-tackle run. So it's just a matter of getting the flow of the game and as a coach putting him in situations to where, you know, they're doing what they do best the most amount of time.
I learn a lot from my players. You know, I mean, I think a lot of those guys have a very diverse background. You know, they've played in a lot of different leagues and played a lot of football. So it's kind of a give and take from a learning standpoint. You know, I learn about them, they learn about me, and then we try to figure it all out together. So I'm fortunate in the fact that they are open to new ideas.
Good stuff there from the assistant coaches. All right, today's player in focus, a player who stood out in a big way in preseason game number 2. Aurelius Benn had a punt block and that deflected touchdown reception. Special teams, obviously a big thing for him, as well as staying healthy after the injury last season. For today's player in focus, it's Melissa Kelly on Aurelius Benn.
Veteran wide receiver Aurelius Benn is going into his second year in the Eagles organization, but was unfortunately not able to play in 2013 due to a torn ACL. Regis, as his teammates call him, was a second-round draft pick by Tampa Bay in 2010. He played there for 3 years, and he put up solid numbers, but suffered a series of setbacks. Benn completed his rehab, and based on Friday's game alone, proved to Chip Kelly that he is ready to play at the NFL level again.
Regis done a real nice job from a special team standpoint. Obviously made a big catch, kind of cleaning up for Mo on the one he dropped in the end zone. You know, you're getting great effort out of Regis.
With special teams being a crucial part of the Eagles system, having Benn back on the roster will be a vital addition, according to offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur.
He's done a good job. You know, he's in there battling like the rest of the guys. He's made some plays. You know, he's taking advantage of his opportunities. And, you know, he is a big physical guy that his, you know, you can feel his presence when he's out there because he's a big guy. And I think that's why he performs so well on special teams. And, you know, I think we're starting to see that on offense as he's getting more and more comfortable with what we do.
You can watch Benn and the Eagles return home to Lincoln Financial Field tomorrow night to face the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you're unable to go to the game, you can catch it locally on 6ABC at 7:30 p.m. That's all for Player in Focus. Now back to you guys in the studio.
Well, that's going to do it for another edition of Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. How much are you looking forward to this? Again, the third preseason game, the dress rehearsal, the most extended time that we'll see the starters all preseason.
And the first real live action we get at Lincoln Financial Field this season, the revamped Lincoln Financial Field. Very excited to see the starters, the atmosphere, everything we're going to see tomorrow night.
Yes, very much looking forward to it. Now, if you're not able to be here with us at Lincoln Financial Field, make sure to watch either on 6ABC locally or nationally on the NFL Network. Kickoff is set for 7:30 p.m. We'll have complete coverage throughout the day on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'll be hosting a live chat during the game. And then afterwards, we'll have all of the live press conferences, complete recap, analysis, and much more. So you'll make sure you want to stay tuned, whether it's online or on the app throughout the course of the day. He's Bo Wolf. I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you for joining us. We'll have a great Eagles night. We'll see you tomorrow.